Christians persevere as Syria continues its assault. A Hindu mob goes after a church leader in India, and a ministry is providing critical needs in Central Asia. We'll tell you all about these and other stories on today's edition of Mission Network News, the service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Few believe the Syrian civil war will end anytime soon. The terror is felt by all who live there. Many want out. Spokesman for Open Doors USA Jerry Dykstra reports Christians are pleading for prayer. Dykstra shares an email he received from a pastor there.
I am crying like Nehemiah because the walls of our cities are being burned and people are in great trouble. And I can weep like Jeremiah because of the intensity and spread of evil. I can mourn like David because of the indiscriminate, brutal killing of innocent people, children, women, and our youth.
While things are difficult at best, Dykstra says we can learn from these believers.
Even in their brokenness, they are continuing to minister to others. And I think they're very concerned about their families and what their future is, as we would be. But I don't think that has necessarily deterred them from sharing the gospel when it's appropriate.
Support Open Doors through a link at missionnetworknews.org. Next, Hindu extremists brutally attacked Raju, a church leader trained by Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India.
Persecution is a growing reality in India.
According to Mission India's Dave Stravers, men broke into Raju's home wielding clubs. They beat Raju and brought him and his wife to a nearby Hindu temple.
They smeared the vermilion, which is like finger paint, on their foreheads and push their heads down in front of the idols and force them to worship the idols in the temple.
Ask God to protect this believer and his family. Pray that the gospel will continue to move forward in India.
India is right on the frontiers of what God is doing to make the Great Commission the great completion in our day.
For a buck, you can send a child to the ministry's Children's Bible Club. Get connected at missionnetworknews.org.
Roger used the Bible Club in his ministry and brought many families to know something about the gospel through their children attending this Bible club.
This is Mission Network News. It's been a year of new beginnings for Asian Access. There have been new partnerships, new vision, and new people on the landscape. October 1st, Noel Buchetti joined the ministry as the Vice President for Leader Development. His job is threefold.
Facilitate the executive leadership team to help them basically make their vision a reality. Maximize the effectiveness of the coordinators to do the very best they can do to support the national leaders and figure out the healthiest possible ways to do expansion in the 10 more countries.
Basically, he's the mover and shaker for the visionaries. The leaders are committed to planting 100 new churches and training 1,000 new missionaries in Japan in the next 7 years. A lofty goal? Not really, especially when God's already moving.
Within Japan, there are Christian leaders who are getting this vision to say, now we need to be part of the next wave of missionaries where we're going to go outside of Japan and we're going to start going cross-culturally.
Meanwhile, recovery slow in the Philippines. Metro Manila suffered flooding and unusually heavy monsoon rains 2 months ago. Today, the waters have receded. Many of the evacuated families are still in temporary housing. Of AMG International's 18 child care development centers, 11 were damaged. The team is helping the families of sponsored kids with emergency supplies. Pray for the resources needed to recover. Ask God to provide gospel opportunities. And in Tajikistan alone, at least 8,000 kids live and work in the streets. Poverty often limits kids' access to education and adequate food. Baptist Global Response is providing both to about 40 young boys in Central Asia. Boys who don't have a school in their village are housed by BGR partners. They're also provided a hot meal before they go to school each day. Pray that these boys would rise above their circumstances and find Christ. Find more at our website, missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I know Christmas is still a long ways away, but have you started thinking how you'll celebrate this year? How about with the 2012 Advent Devotional Guide from Buckner International? Each day, you'll experience the peace, love, hope, and joy that the birth of Jesus Christ brings us. Get your free copy when you call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Advent Guide link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.